Because he was before me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we are now in the octave day of Epiphany, and in today's Mass we have the proper Gospel, how St. John the Baptist confesses and praises our Lord, that he, that is St. John, is much inferior to our Lord, who has come to take away his and the sins of all men. And from the feast and feast times of Epiphany, we have seen and heard how our Lord was given homage by both the mighty ones and the poor ones of the earth. In the kingdom of God on earth, that is the church militant, everyone has his proper place, both the kings and the subjects. And the church has called and exalted saints upon her altars from all the classes of society, from the mightiest emperors and popes and kings to the most humble servants and handmaids. I'll tell you a little bit about a saint commemorated today, Saint Veronica of Milan. She was one of those God's poor handmaids who never had a vast fortune and went on her life practically unnoticed by the world, but who by her fidelity, obedience, and hope became one of the servants and saints of God. Saint Veronica of Milan lived in the 15th century Italy, and her parents were very poor, who had to do much hard work in order to sustain themselves and their children. Poor Veronica could never go to school, and therefore she didn't learn how to read or write. But in everything what she did, she showed perfect obedience and humility both to her parents and to her masters. And so humble and obedient she was that it appeared that she had no will of her own whatsoever. This kind of humility is what it takes for every man in whatever class of society he is, that he might be called the servant of God. Whatever we have is we have received from God, and both the mighty ones and the poor on earth have to give homage to their King in heaven. Saint Veronica wanted very much to dedicate whole of her life to the servitude of our Lord, and she wanted to become an Augustinian nun, but she had this problem that she was not educated, and she could not she did not know how to read and write, which was essential for a nun in a contemplative order to do. So Saint Veronica prayed very much to Our Lady, and eventually Our Lady appeared to her, and she gave Veronica different advices how to achieve her desire of becoming a nun. And one of those directions was that Veronica was never allowed to murmur or to be impatient with others' sins and faults. She, who had to be perfected in obedience and humility, was meant all the time think only how great gift is our Lord, and how big present Our Lady has given to all the men on earth. Veronica did exactly like this. She humbled herself even more, and because she showed that she was always ready to submit herself to her superior's will, she eventually was admitted to monastery, and she, with the hard work and lots of prayer and patience, practically taught herself how to read and write. Her dream to become a nun was fulfilled because she humbled herself in front of the Lord. Dear children, the examples of saints should make us humble too. After this Mass, we, at the ending prayers, renew our baptismal vows, where we pledge ourselves to live always according to the commandments of God, and always guard our white baptism robe, and to keep that that clean and unstained. The ordinary action in this world for great kings is to follow their own directions and to collect themselves much property and riches. But a Christian, whether he is rich or poor, may have to realize that everything, even his own life, is a gift from God. And therefore, every single man should give thanks to Almighty Lord for every single day they live and every single good thing they have received from the Lord. When they do this, and when you do this, dear children, you truly can be called the servants of God. God will give you the great humility and graces to live your life well. And whether you end up rich or poor, or one of the mightiest of the world, or one of those humble, unnoticed ones, you are one of God's children, and for you it will be also given the great and eternal reward in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.